Summer Ginger Beer.
Good old-fashioned ginger beer. Just the thing to cool you down on a hot summer's day. And we made this ourselves. In fact, it's almost as much fun to make as it is to drink.
Mm. Oh, you can tell that's proper ginger beer. It's got a real kick to it. Now, you can make ginger beer at home yourself as well, but you will need to get some help along the way. For instance, when you start, it's very important that all the bottles and the bowls are completely clean. So get someone to help you sterilise them before you start.
Then you'll need the main ingredient of ginger beer, root ginger. Looks all knobbly and you can get it in supermarkets. You'll need about 50 grams, that much, and you can tell it's root ginger because it smells really gingery.
Get someone to peel the ginger for you and then to grate it. And when it's grated, it goes all sort of clumpy and woody like this. Then pop it in a bowl.
Then you'll need the juice of half a lemon, Gareth.
Thank you.
And 50 grams of sugar and 2 teaspoons of cream of tartar, which is something you can get in the bakery section of supermarkets. Pop that in.
Then get someone to add 1/2 litre of hot water for you. And then give it a good stir till all the sugar dissolves.
Then you can add 1/2 litre of cold water to cool it all down again.
And finally, add a teaspoonful of dried yeast, which you can get from the bakery department of a supermarket. And then last of all, pop a lid on and make sure that the lid is on absolutely tight and that no air can get in or out. Then put it in the fridge overnight.
The next morning, get a bit of kitchen towel, pop it into a sieve like that, then pop the sieve over a jug. Thanks, Gareth. Then take your mixture and pour it in bit by bit. What you're doing is filtering out all the clumps of ginger and lumps, so you're left with pure mixture. When you've finished, get rid of all the yucky bits you've filtered out. Take the mixture
and pour the mixture into a sterilised bottle. Use a funnel, like I'm doing here. Don't fill the bottle all the way up. Make sure that you've got a bit of an air gap at the top. And then finally, seal the bottle with a screw top so none of the bubbles can get out. And then stick it in the fridge for 4 days, but no longer.
Now trust me, all this waiting is worthwhile. Because while your ginger beer is in the fridge, the yeast is making it fizzy. Remember that yeast we put in earlier on? Well, that's busy eating away at the sugar, producing bubbles of carbon dioxide, and that's where the fizz comes from.
Now, because it's so very fizzy, you have to be very careful when it's time to open your ginger beer. Do it in a bowl or in the sink, put a cloth over the top, and open it very carefully, because there will be some fizzing, and it might just overfizz.
Careful!
That's perfect brewed ginger beer, Violet. Wow.